All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor. I'm speaking to you here from New York City on the 17th day of October, 2017. Do want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also like to remind you, I'm the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to that by going to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office here in New York City, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426, during normal work hours here in New York. I'd also like to encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter, very excellent letter. We hope to have Chen on the show sometime in the near future. He's traveling this weekend. This week, I should say, should be with us hopefully sometime very soon. He turned a $5,400 investment into $2.5 million over a 10-year period. Pretty darn good, I'd say. I'd like to do that well myself. And, well, we are doing quite well in some ways, for sure, thanks in no small part to one of our sponsors, Novo Resources. We'll be talking a little bit more about Novo with one of our guests, John Kaiser, today. John will talk about Novo. He visited the project, writes about it, has recommended it now to his subscribers. And he also, John is an out-of-the-box thinker, much as Quentin Henning is, and he'll be here to talk a little bit about not only Novo, but another idea that he has that you might find interesting. We'll be talking to Eric Coffin as well. I'm telling you, if there's anybody that can look at an early exploration project and sort of size up its potential, and who's done a wonderful job for his subscribers as well, it's Eric Coffin. Eric will be with me at about half past the hour today. Maybe about 25 minutes before the hour. But right now I want to tell you that I'm really pleased to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me. Michael, just good to have you with me again. Thanks for joining me. Michael, let me just remind my subscribers who made this show possible today economically. Our sponsors for today's show, New Range Gold Corp, Klondike Gold Corp, RN Resources, Novo Resources, and Genesis Metals Corp. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about the markets here. You made these major calls going back, and they're all sort of coming to fruition now, more or less as you expected them. What you call your major tectonics, major markets. I mean, the one that seems to be most resistive probably is the equity market. The S&P 500 just doesn't seem to seem to get kicked to the curve at all. It really is hanging in there. But as we're now in the last quarter of this year, heading into 2018 in the not-too-distant future, what are your thoughts on these major markets now?
Well, I think the precious metals have led the way. Gold especially has, via all of our long-term momentum metrics, have broken out of virtually anything we can define as a resistance level or a breakout hurdle. And all the congestion phases we're getting now, like the $10-$15 pullback we just had after a $60 run up. We're on either side of 1300, which is an interesting area because our recent high was intraday was above 1350, but we closed that week as like 6 weeks ago at about 1340 something. If we go back to 1350 again, they're gone because the price charts will engage at that point. Now they'll turn bullish. Anybody looking at a price chart going back several years, they'll say, "My gosh, goodness, we're breaking out of a huge base that goes back several years." Momentum's already done that, so I'm fairly resigned that gold is in a safe place. Even if it seems to coil up and twist and turn a bit, it's not 1100s, it's not 12s, it's now either side of 13. So relax on that issue. I think gold miners will follow gold. period. So, mm-hmm. whatever gold does, they're coming too, and they're going to lead the way ultimately. So that doesn't bother me. The commodity complex has been a mixed bag for the last year and a half. Last year we had a good surge in oil, and we're still getting one. I think we've got more this year probably. The grains have laid in the weeds. And the grains look to me, and cattle as well, the food markets, in other words, look to me to be the potential explosive segment of the commodity complex next year. They could engage this year, but it would require, call it another 30 cents higher and 40 cents higher in soybeans where they are now, mm-hmm. 20, 30 cents higher in wheat and corn between now and the end of the year. Or they can wait around till early next year, and they're going to break out a massive annual momentum basis, in which case I think the grains will suddenly come to life in a way that will shock people and also contribute, therefore, to the Bloomberg Commodity Index going up. So I think the commodity sector is in transition. Gold has led the way. You're ahead of everybody else. Oil's behaving. It was 26. It's now 52. Let's go to the bonds. This is where I think one of the big moves next year is going to be. First off, we've already broken annual momentum in T-bonds and credible initial annual momentum support structures in the JGB, Japanese government bonds, and the German Bunds. These are mm-hmm. both all traded in the futures markets. So they're broken and they're wounded, but there's a floor on their annual momentum charts that anybody could see. If they go to our reports for a subscriber, they see these things. It doesn't look like the price charts, which are up there. It's flat, and it's been flat for 7-8 years on these oscillators, and they look like they're ready to break. And if they break, that means price down, yields up. And I don't care what Mr. Draghi wants, what his intentions are, he's going to get higher rates. And they look like the upside-down version, top-down version of what grains look like coming up from the bottom. So that would make some sense, wouldn't it? In other words, you get a food price explosion, which is the part of commodities that is not performed, but looks like it's ready to. And that will upset people, even the central banks. And you've got the debt markets, the government debt markets, looking exceptionally toppy for another major leg down. And I think that next major leg down in the debt markets is the one that's really going to upset the developed market stock indices. There was the S&Ps and the DAXs of the world will be upset when that occurs. Now, it could be that the stock market, our stock market, the European stock market, Japanese, not the emerging, they're already up and positive. But the developed stock markets quite often are, pardon me, dumb, and they respond last to the realities that anybody can usually see elsewhere. Example being in 2008, the housing market, housing stocks, and bank stocks were in total state of collapse for three quarters of a year before the S&P finally said, oops. It's the nature of reality. But I see the asset class shift changing, and I think the one thing that will help gold at this point going forward is that first sharp wobble in stocks. I think that will shake some money loose from the equity side that will seek a new home. And if you look at it carefully and measure it carefully, you'll see that gold and the S&P are neck and neck. One month, S&P is up more on the year than gold. Next month, gold's up more on the year than the S&P. They've been alternating all year. Mm-hmm. S&P, last I looked, was up 14%, gold up 13% on the year. So it's not like gold isn't performing well. And money, smart money, will start to move, I think, into gold once the S&P rattles their confidence.
All right. Well, that's sort of, I guess, the way you're seeing it at this point mm-hmm. in time as we round out this year. I should mention to our listeners, it's olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com. And, Michael, I believe you're headed out to the West Coast for a conference. Is that right now?
Well, Real Vision TV and Aspen Trading are putting on an investors roundtable at a resort in Oregon for 3 days, and I was invited as a speaker, and some other good folks are out there. Bill Fleckenstein's going to be there, and
right,
Grant Williams
right.
of Real Vision and so forth. It should be a relaxing 3 days. I could use it.
Well, you could, but we're very grateful that you share your wisdom with our listeners. I know there are some people that actually, if you're not with us for a couple of weeks in a row, they start to suffer from withdrawal symptoms. So, I think that's a good thing. I think but this is a good thing because what you're giving them is positive and it's been very helpful. It wouldn't be a good thing.
My main word right now would just be patience. We could waffle around through the end of the year. It's possible. But I think next year is going to be the next big jolt. And I would look at grains upside and debt markets downside as the major factors.
All right. We'll keep that in mind, and we'll certainly hope to be chatting with you on an ongoing basis as these markets unfold. Always fascinating, Michael. Thank you so much
Thank
for being
Jay.
With us today.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Well, John Kaiser is going to be with us right after the break. And John's going to have some comments on a very exciting press release from Novo Resources that just came out this morning. Caused the stock to do a turnaround, rising very dramatically today. He also has another idea he's going to talk to us about. And then after that, we'll be talking to Eric Coffin in the last segment of today's show. Eric has some very interesting investment ideas on the exploration front as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back with John Kaiser.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Auren Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Auren is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
New Range Gold Corp is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well-financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.